25 minutes to 8 on the 24th day of August, 1976. My CB is playing in the background, and you probably hear a little scuttlebutt from that, which I'm going to turn down immediately. That must be much better. And Ora, I'm just excited as you are about the fact that within 1 week, 7 days from today, you will be celebrating both your birthday and the last day of work for the state of Wisconsin. Great, great day. I'm sure a day you look forward to for a long time. I'm not sure about the birthday. You must be approaching my majority. But I'm sure that day that you were looking forward to, the last possible work day, must be very exciting. Now, after those overtures and condolences, I think that any time that a person leaves a job that they've had a long tenure in, that we shouldn't say eureka. I think condolences are in order. I'm sure you're going to miss a lot of the camaraderie that you've had with your fellow workers there. And many, many times during the coming years, I hope there are many, that you will feel a little bit saddened because you don't have that constant touch with the usual. But Howard, old buddy, I'm sure you're going to feel really excited to have that little delicious doll of yours close to you at home and to be able to reach out your hand at any time and touch yours and say, doggone it, Ora, I'm sure glad you're here. Well, now we had a short break in this transcription, and I'm going to offer one aside further. I'm really pleased to be able to put one more little jab into 2132 East Dayton Street down there before I get a return transcription. Not that my life up here is so damn exciting that I can talk with any authority about what might be going on. I'm sure that after 6 or 7 years up here, Ruth and I have become so jaded with the normality of life up here that there's nothing exciting to talk about. We did, of course, have a very delightful 4 or 5 day weekend with the Stevens family. Had a lot of fun. Had a lot of good food. A lot of good booze. And we did get out to dinner up to Tally Hall, my favorite place to eat. And we did get to church and get out and get some blackberries and all those goodies that don't occur down there in that, and I'm going to use a Redidio CB term now, that one Madison town. So, Howard, did you get a CB yet? I do hope that you have. I'm having just one heck of a time up here, and I'm sure my little grandson Tim, who spent about 4 weeks plus with me, did also. He had constant monitoring of this channel 1-1 and did a lot of talking, and when Bradley came in, he all of a sudden picked up the name I'm the Little Rascal, and as the Little Rascal, he used the CB and channel 1-1 to talk to a lot of people. And even after both Tim and Bradley left, I've had some shouts from people looking for a Little Rascal and the Godson, and were quite perturbed that they had left the country. Over. Well, Howard, after that little over, which is a Redidio term that we use up here when we leave our set for just a moment or two, hoping for someone to come in, I want to repeat, and I might just as well tell you the truth. You can tell in the timbre of my voice that Ruth and I have had a few cocktails this afternoon. We had our very good friends up here, our neighbors, and we had a few Tom Collins before dinner, and then Ruth and I extended ours into dinner when they left, so that anything that occurs on this tape and appears on this tape, or seems to be delineated a little bit in retrospect without regard for repetition, might be annoying to you, but to us it is strictly topside. Can't say too much. We've lived a very normal existence since our last transcription. We arise every morning at the normal time between 9 and 11. And I've had a lot of good buddies in the resort down there, and I've done a little visiting with them. We have continually fished about four nights a week, and we have a hell of a load in the freezer. When I say hell of a load, I mean filleted fish, no bones. And Ruth has been very prodigal of the products of nature up here. We've gone to our little farm up in the country a few times, and we picked up sweet corn that's frozen in the ear for them. And we have green beans and yellow beans frozen, and broccoli frozen. To say nothing of all the other goodies that we've picked out of our old little garden out here. We've had an awful time as far as the moisture content of the ground is concerned. We have had absolutely no rain for now for 5 weeks. And I think that very soon we may have a little dictum from the DNR saying we can't even smoke or anything else in the country. It's very dry. Howard, I have been here for, this is my 35th or 36th or 37th year, I'd have to refer, as far as spending a lot of time in this one Sawyer County. But I have never seen it like this. I go out and pick blackberries every day, once or twice a day, because I do love that blackberry jam and jelly. But everything in the woods is dry. The everything is hanging down. We had a pretty fair frost here about a week ago. I think it was a week ago yesterday. And I know my neighbors over in Winter mentioned that they lost their entire tomatoes and beans and peppers and so on through frost. And although the heavy frost may not have hit our area, our dry conditions are just tremendous. The trees are losing their leaves, and the small foliage in the wood is dropping down, just hanging limp. And I doubt very much if we're going to have a color season this fall, the North is noted for. I feel that in another 3 or 4 weeks, unless something completely different happens weather-wise, we're going to have a northern desert. Frankly, I feel that we're as dry now as that Palm Springs area that we enjoyed so much this winter. You can go anywhere in the woods and no moisture, just kick up a little bit of dust. Well, Howard, I was doing pretty fine here until this doggone set fell off my knee. I think we'll talk a little bit about something else now. I'm sure you appreciate that the North is having a drought, and that Ruth and I are doing nothing too productive as far as the increase in mentality or fern and fauna. We have had a real nice time, though, if I can use that expression. We have most avidly enjoyed the long 10-year visit of our little grandson, Tim. He's been a delight to have around, and I'm afraid that both his eye and mine had a bit of moisture in the day he left. He's a delightful young man to have with us, and I think that of all the boys, perhaps is a little closer attuned to both the grandmother and grandfather. And while I love all the rest of the grandsons and the younger ones more than the older ones, Timbo seems to sort of fit in our method of living, and has been quite a joy to us and quite a loss to us when he leaves. We've been kind of busy, if we can call a social life busy. Our social life here is pretty restrained to quite a few people. quite a few people in regard to the number of people you see in the city. But we do manage to, if I can use the word, socialize with two or three people or two or three groups two or three times a week. We're getting back into the lineup of visits and a little poker playing with the Johnsons in winter. And as I mentioned in my earlier tape, Ruth has enjoyed an evening out with a group for a shower for our good neighbor down here to the shoreline. And I'm just having one heck of a time just living up here in the country, frankly. So I can't begin to tell you how happy and pleased I am to be retired in this area. Just enough lonesomeness to make the entry of any stranger or any old friend a specific occasion, and just enough busyness with the constant influx of the old resort friends of mine to almost become annoying. So I hope you understand what I'm talking about, Howard. I'm having what I would suggest a fairly good balance of input and sleep, period. Today was the day in my life that it always makes me hang my head a bit. It is getting into late August. My little grandchildren and my children have all had their many, many trips up here during the year and their complete days with us. And there's always a little feeling of sadness when I go to the lake, as I did this morning, and take the old red canoe out. It's the first thing I take out of the lake in the fall of the year. It's put in there specifically for the children and the grandchildren. And I know well when school starts and the fall is upon us. And this may sound strange to you down here. You're probably in prime summer down there, old buddy. But up here it's fall. When I hook the trailer to the tractor and go to the lake, and the first thing I take out is the canoe and rack, as I have for the many years in the past, in the back of the garage to dry out and get ready for storage. And that's a sad day for me. And then after taking it out and bringing it up, I go down and I carefully rake the beach free from footprints so that everything will be in apple pie order for my eye the next morning. So with that sadness in mind, and strictly sadness because of the, not because of the time of year, but because of the fact that I'm losing the little ones for another whole year. And, well, anyhow, old buddy, when the canoe comes out, that's the end of the year for the traffic, for the little fellows that aren't in school. And that's what I'm trying to carry forward. I had a strange thing happen to me the other day. I had a letter from the General Motors Corporation suggesting that my 1967 Howard Electra should be recalled for some attention to the motor mounts. So when Ruth and I were in town Monday, I stopped at the Buick garage and made an appointment to come in for whatever this damn thing entails. So tentatively, and based completely on their calling me on Friday to assure me that the Saturday will be the day, I'm due to go in for a recall and some motor mount attention on my must-be very antique Buick. I think the Buick Corporation, the General Motor Corporation, must have felt very secure in trying to find an original owner who would be interested in this program. But in any event, we're going to do it. So here I am, in my 60th year, and my Buick is damn near as old as I am, and they're getting recalled. Howard, well, I think that's enough of the sadness of age and the sadness of the age of the cars. I think we should think positively now. I do hope that your ulcer has completely healed, or that you are giving it evening libations of something that will cool it off. I'm sitting here now, and as you can tell from my voice, the Tom Collins I've had all afternoon weren't sufficient. I'm big brown bottle in front of me now. I'm drinking some beer. So if for any reason at all in your lifetime you feel that you have to hesitate a bit before having a beer because of your ulcer, just give a nod of your head and a flick of your hand and say, Godfather 1, drink one for me. And doggone it, I'm going to do my best to do it. One of these days I may be put on the shelfy list as far as that sort of thing is concerned. But my dictum is, as always, been we only pass this way once. And until they tell me I can't, I will. The shades of night are drawing down very quickly now. I have a little bit of light coming in the front doors of the living room as I sit here taping to you. But it's getting dark, and it's getting to that time of the old year when darkness sets in a little bit quicker. There is one other thing that makes me feel quite happy about the entire affair, that darkness in the morning is a little bit later, too. I know that when you... when Aura retires and you can sleep a little later in the morning, the two of you, you will really love that sort of thing. We fortunately have placed our house in a position where we have no morning sun until about 10 in the morning coming in our bedroom windows, and we have really enjoyed it. But by the same programming of placement, we can sit here in the front of the house and look out and watch the owls leaving the deep forest to go out and hunt in the other area here, and watch them fly across in the evening too. So I guess I've told you this 3,000 times, old buddy. I'm so excited to be alive and where I am. Well, Howard, to get back to being excited and alive, we were very pleasantly surprised. The two gals, I guess they got in a little bit of a situation where they bought one present for Ruth and I for Father's Day and Mother's Day, and they very kindly brought up to us a Texas Instrument calculator, one of the large ones, with the self-contained battery and also a charger that does everything that the human mind can do, from square root to percentages to you name it, in a very lovely leather case. And my only problem now with this very fine instrument that I'm sitting here looking at is that you have to have someone astute enough to program it to bring out the results. But I have had a lot of fun doing checkbook balances and figuring interest from my incomes and so on. So it is a lot of fun. I've never had one of these little calculators, and to get one that is so involved and so extravagant leaves me a little bit loose here, because I feel quite immature as far as the amount of programming I can put in the damn thing. So I'm going to spend a lot of time with the booklet that went awry with it, and I have a very little remembrance of square root, and I'm not sure how that would become interesting to my particular situation at this moment. But the percentages and the divisions and the additions, etc., are certainly quite exciting to me, and hello, as an old-timer, old buddy, I many times refuse to become specifically involved and perfectly carefully interested and secure with the dollars that a computer would put out. I continue to do it in the long fashion by pen or pencil, and then make sure that I'm proving myself with this calculator. And I'm sure you know what I mean, over. Howard, I feel a little bit desolate every time I sit down here to put a few words on tape for you. Invariably, it's at the moment when I'm completely relaxed, and when I'm relaxed, I'm drinking. And except for the fact that I'm doing to you, and I know that you have a just an extravagant background of the same sort of thing, I will feel a little bit sad. But I do know that that you can probably understand this old Godfather's delineation of terms and how he slurs a bit when he's been drinking. And so that's why you get so damn many teeth. I don't have to get up and put on a shirt and tie in the morning and have a granola breakfast and step out here prim and proper and pinpointing all my thoughts. I could just sit down anytime I feel, and you know just how my life runs. So, Howard, old buddy, if you'll put up with me, I'll keep on taping to you forever and ever and ever and ever. And I do hope you... I just heard a little report from the kitchen, Howard, and Ruth said I should erase most of that, but I can't see that, frankly. I think that we should talk to each other as old buddies. And when that doggone feeling comes, when you have that feeling of closeness and you want to talk to someone, and I sound like a David Brinkley, you should do it. What do you think about the elections, old buddy? How about that Republican, and how about that Vice President, and how about that James Carter period? I'm very anxiously awaiting a tape from you with some reports from there. I know that you know that I'm a Democrat, and he would have to be something else for me not to be interested in him. And also, you know my feelings about the heir apparent to the throne, who wants to be heir apparent to the throne, Prince Gerald, if I can use that expression, and also about his predecessor, if I can use that expression. I'm not sure that I could use the expression predecessor for Nixon. I think that there's too many appointees involved there. But I'll be interested in getting a tape back with your astute thoughts on that. I know that you have for many, many years have had an ear to the ground and have been very close to the losing party. And I'm sure you can give me some good asides on the Republicans and Democrats. Ruth continues to sit in the kitchen. Now she has a new project. She's making a rug. I don't know what the hell we're going to do a rug for. The whole house is carpeted. But she has purchased a batch of rug yarn, and she's getting involved in a project that may eventually involve in the... or evolve in the back hall or someplace, I don't know. She's doing, went in and bought a bunch of rug yarn, and she's doing red and black rug yarn for a back hall rug or utility room or something. So I have very little rapport with her lately. We meet each other in the kitchen over orange juice in the morning, and then her fingers go buzz, 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 and now she just yelled into me that she's writing Jim and Buffy tonight. So we have a very, very, very little rapport. She's either busy with her rug or some damn thing. And what else can I talk about? Not this TI-255012 Texas instrument. Damn it.
If I could only learn how to program that thing, I might become a wealthy man. I might turn all my standing oak stumpage into something else. So I'm going to cut this little baby off and for a few moments become KNL6964, this one Godfather bass, and I'm going to go back to 1-1 on the Redidio and see what's happening, then I'll return to you. Well, Howard and Ora, this old KNL6964 Godfather bass is back here on the side and waiting for a reply, and pretty hard to get a reply on this one of those little GE recorders. Doggone it, Howard, I wish you were up here on some kind of a sideband where we could put it on a repeater and talk a little bit. Want to while we're talking on this side of the tape, to give a little kudos to Ralph. I think you did a hell of a fine job on the last bit of tape that you put out there, and that was pretty hard on him because you just poked it at him, and he wasn't equipped to do any talking to Ruth and I. But it's certainly nice to hear Ralph's voice on tape. But we must remember, too, that he's going to have a birthday soon, too. And I don't know whether I can sing Happy Birthday to Dora tonight or not. I might get Ruth to tune up over a little bit. How about a little Happy Birthday to Dora? Huh? Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Aura. Happy birthday to you. You know, that's not easy for two people that don't even sing in church, Howard. Darn it, Aura, take our love. There are many times when I think that you thought that you didn't have our love. Doggone it, old baby, I love you. Well, I think that's enough of that bullshit. Or you can cut out that bullshit part of it. Love you, dear. Ruth and I are considering going to bed. What time is it, Ruthie? 9:15. It's 9:15. I have to refer to my calendar again to check the dating. It is the 24th day of August. The wind is in the west, 7 miles an hour. Temperature about 68 degrees after a high today of 96. And we had intended to go fishing tonight, but doggone it, those Tom Collins and hot weather, they really kill you off. And I also might mention, too, that when you live here, you figure, well, the fish are going to be there tomorrow. So we don't fish as often as we should do. The resort down below is almost completely empty of people. Indiana group left today. Group of number 3 left last night. There's some new people, number 1, man and his wife. But, gal darn it, the city of Hayward is very, very busy. We were in there both Sunday and Monday, and you can't walk on the street. They're 8 abreast. So, evidently, the building have told you 50 years ago, Howard, is Eagle River 20 years ago, and we're getting people. Howard and Orr. This side. Well, after that little bit of people, I think we should consider the fact that this tape is getting to an end. And if you'll turn it over, you'll hear some very dulcet tones on the other side, perhaps with a little bit more sobriety tomorrow morning.